About a supreme being tonight. We're going to talk about God. I'm going to introduce you to God. An introduction to God. I guess it was a woman the other day on one of my websites wrote me a letter castigating me for preaching about a bogus God. She said, "Your God," she was a Muslim. She said, "Your God, you can't put three words together that where He shows mercy to mankind. Anything. Your God is a bogus God. Your God is a demon God. Your God is an invention." Well, I want to introduce you to the God that I preach about. He is not a God that we invented. Many religions have invented God, and Islam is one of those religions. Even the Mormonism is an invented God. God to them is them. They're a progressive God. Every Mormon man, male, is progressing to godhood. Christian Science is not Christian, and that's not science at all. We see all of these religions out there that perpetrate a God and propagate a God that is not God. The girl told me that I couldn't put three words together that God showed mercy. The Bible says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." John also said, "God is love." God states His existence in Genesis 1 and 1, Barashith, Bara, Elohim, Eth HaShemayim, Ve'eth HaAretz. That's the Hebrew word for Genesis 1 and 1. In one of the beginnings, He had created God, the heavens and the earth. He did it. God created the heavens and the earth. They're not eternal, as so many people believe, that the heavens and the earth are eternal and evolving. That's not what happened. John 1 and 1 states that He was always in arche en ho logos, in beginning, singular, kept on being the Jehovah, and Jehovah kept on being an inseparable part of the Godhead, because Jehovah is God. God is Jehovah. John 1:14 says, "Kai hologo sarx agenito, and the Word became flesh, and the Jehovah became flesh, and dwelt among us, and we beheld the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." John 1:18 says, "No one has seen God at any time, but the only begotten God, the one being in the bosom of the Father, that one has led Himself out of eternity into space and time." It says, "declared Him" in King James. In the original Greek, it says, "He led Himself out," middle voice, ek and ago. Hebrews 3 and 4 says that God is the builder of all things, the creator of all things. Genesis 1 and 1 says God created all things. Colossians 1 says that God created all things through Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ is the author and the head of the creation of God. In John, the first chapter again, it says, "All things were created by Him, and not one thing that's created was created without Him." This is the God of the Bible. And the God of the Bible wanted to share His love and glory with you. That's why He created mankind on the earth. The Muslim world says God created some mankind so He could watch them suffer in hell. That's not the God of the Bible. He didn't create reprobate anything. He didn't create evil. God cannot create evil. Everything He created was perfect and in perfect harmony and order with Him. Can God be seen by physical eye? John 1:14, Colossians 1, 1 Timothy 1 and 7, John 1:18. God led Himself out of eternity into space and time so we could see His person in the benevolent, loving Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary. Muhammad didn't die on the cross for you, if you're out there in the Muslim world. God, Jehovah, died for you on the cross of Calvary. He died for you, every one of you Muslims. If you don't accept Him, you'll go to hell because you chose that. God doesn't send anybody to hell because he created them for hell. He sent people to hell because they rejected him. We see the Father, we see the Holy Spirit through the Son. The Bible said God is Spirit. Jesus said God is Spirit, and those who worship Him will worship Him in the Spirit and truth. And God in flesh was standing there with that, before that woman there in the fourth chapter of the Gospel of John, verse number 24. God revealed Himself to physical manifestations and Genesis 18, 1, 2, 22, and 33, Exodus 3, 1 through 4, 13 and 14, Hebrews 1 and 3, Colossians 1, 15, John 1, 14, John 1, 18. He revealed himself to mankind in the person of Jehovah, he who shall become. That's what Jehovah means, he who shall become. There has never been a time when God did not exist, John 1 and 1. In beginning, when nothing else was existed, kept on being Jehovah. Jehovah kept on being an inseparable part of the Godhead. It says in Greek, en arche ein ho logos. Kai ho logos ein proston theon, kai ho logos ein theos. It says, in beginning, kept on being God, Jehovah. And Jehovah kept on being an inseparable part of Godhead because Jehovah kept on being God. And the word there is the word, and we know who that is. That's Jesus Christ. So your introduction to God is through the person of Jesus Christ. God became flesh and dwelt among us that He might die for us. No other religion has a Messiah dying for you. No other religion has a God that created you and created the heavens and the earth to come down here and subject Himself to torture and to death to redeem you to Himself. The moral character of God is love. There could be no justice without heaven. There could be no justice without hell, could there? There could be no justice without heaven. There could be no justice without hell. God promises heaven, but He also promises those that reject Him hell. Do you want to live with the God rejecters for eternity? God puts them in file 13 for you and for them. They don't have to put up with God. They can put up with all the other God rejecters. It's not possible to escape God's presence, is it? God is omnipresent. Nothing is too difficult for God. God is omnipowerful or omnipotent. Genesis 17, 1, John 42 and 2, Matthew 19, 26. God is only limited by what He has said and stated. God is only limited by what He has said and stated. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. He will honor that. God limited Himself to space and time for 33 and a half years, basically, and when He became flesh and dwelt among us to redeem us. God limited salvation, soteriology, to His own work. Not yours, not mine. The world would have you believe that you have to do something to go to heaven. What you have to do to go to heaven is believe in Jesus Christ. Repent of your sins and in your heart call upon Him to save your soul. There is nothing that's hidden from the mind of God, because He is omniscient. Psalm 147, verse 5, Job 37, 16, 1 John 3, 20, Acts 15, 18. God represents and manifests His righteousness by hell. God manifests His righteousness by hell. We are righteous in Jesus Christ when we're clothed in Jesus Christ. Hell is a necessity. God puts on account man's God rejecting evil deeds and calls it to their attention at the great white throne judgment. and they get all of that with interest. God is possessed with mercy and love in Psalm 103, 11 and 17, Psalm 86 and 5, John 3:16, 1 John 4, 7 through 10, and Psalm 23, Isaiah 53, and Psalm 22. It tells how God's person felt on the cross of Calvary. We can depend on God because He's faithful. He's faithful and just. God does not argue His existence. He declares it. Now, we know that when we study systematic theology, there are several ways that God has revealed Himself to mankind. Huh? First of all, He states it in His Word. That's what we have today. But when a person is born, they're born with an understanding that there is a God in your conscience. When we're born, when we see the creation of God, even Heller Keller went around feeling and touching and smelling the creation of God, and she said there was never a time that she didn't believe in God. The creation itself cries forth, I have been made, I have been made, I have been created by God. Every tree, every plant, every blade of grass, every ocean wave, every sea animal, every land animal, every bird talks about the glory of God and His creation. People deny the existence of God. They call themselves atheists. One who know gods. That's what atheist means. Alpha on the front of it is negative. Theos, God. And IST, it means one who denies. One who denies the existence of God. Denying this existence of God is not going to put Him away. It's not going to annihilate God. In Genesis 6 and 1, it says that they tried to bring an end to the name of God. It didn't happen. God brought an end to them. In this world, we're born into this world. We're born in sorrows. Some people have wonderful lives. They have mothers and fathers that are wonderful, that love them. And some people have mothers and fathers that hate their own children. And sometimes children hate their own fathers and mothers. Sometimes they want to kill them. They make them suffer. God's children have made Him suffer so many times. Everything in this world was created by God. We see the air, we see the ocean waves. We see the animals that give themselves for us to sustain our lives. We see the beautiful vegetation out there. Mankind has developed a lot of it, but all the original species was made by God. God wants to give you rest from all of the evils of life. Mankind, hurting mankind, He wants to give you rest from that. He wants to give you rest from injustice. He wants to you to live with Him forever in righteousness and in beauty and in the knowledge that He loved you. I was rejected by my mother when I was a day old. And she gave me to my grandmother. I'm glad that she was there. I lived in absolute abject poverty in a dirt floor shack with one screen window and a flat tarp flap for a door. No running water, no gas, nothing but a wood stove. Laying in the summertime down in the Bakersfield area, 120, 130 degrees, and sweltering in heat in that bed at nighttime, rolling in and out of sweat from the time I was born. Working in the fields, working in the oil fields, hating to go to work. because it was going to be torture and danger. Work in refineries. Sometimes I walked in the buildings and areas and worked in areas where it was so suffocating with poisons and things, and the heat was 150, 170 degrees. Hard working. And I love to work, but I like doing what I like to do, work. The Bible tells you to find a job that you like and do it with all your might. Best be the best carpenter or stonemason or doctor or lawyer or cook or chef, mother or father that you can be. Because God has already shown you how to do it. A mother and father ought to show their children the love of God in the way they treat them. Sacrificial acts of love, they ought to know that. A mother and father owe that to your children. You ought to point them toward God. And you ought to point them toward God with your own life and showing them that God is capable of loving you because they love you. Wives and husbands, love one another. The Bible says, husband, love your wife as Christ loved his church and gave himself for her. The Bible says, love your husbands, calling them Lord, as Sarah called Abraham Lord, realizing that's the one that God gave to you. Children, love your parents. Parents, love your children. We ought to be good neighbors. We ought to love God as He loved us, sacrificially and voluntarily. This is the message introducing you to God. God is not the Islamic God. God is not the Mormon God. God is not the Christian Science God. God is not what Catholicism teaches about God. The terrible, terrible being that you can only come to Him through Mary or a saint. That you cannot go into His presence. But yet the Bible teaches to pray in the name of Jesus, our Father. We can call God Father because He has birthed us through Jesus Christ, His Son. We're born from above, and we have the right to call God Father. We have the right to pray to Him. We have the right to pray to Him for our needs, and we have a right to pray to Him and thank Him for what we have. Our God is the God of John, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and Paul, Peter, and James. And Jude. That's our God. He's your God. He's the Muslim God. That's the God they're going to face. The Mormon God, this is the God they're going to face. You reject God, and hell is a necessity. You don't deserve to be with Him. You don't deserve to bathe in His presence and His glory and His mercy and His love. Our Father, we send this message out for Your honor and glory. Thank You for saving us. Thank You for sending Your Son into this world. And thank You for the air we breathe and the food we eat and the shelter we have. Father, please forgive me where I fail You. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.